It's 37 degrees on Friends Plaza this morning at 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. The pace of U.S. home construction rose 9% in February, beating analysts' predictions, but building permits, which signal future construction plans, fell 2.5%. We'll discuss implications of those numbers for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. Early calls for slaughter hog prices today are mostly steady, but a few firm tones are seen in the western corn belt where some plants reportedly can use additional loads for delivery the second half of the week. Terminals are called mostly steady, tops from 38 to 41.50. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $39. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report from Monday, March 19th, negotiated swine purchases were 21,460. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $51 to $63. The weighted average, $59.50, a gain of $1.78 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $40.97 to $50.09, the weighted average $47.39. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $12,708, the base price range $51 to $63, the weighted average $59.76, a gain of 78 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $38.80 to $49.19, and the weighted average was $46.43.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is meteorologist Scott Althoff. And Scott, I should say, happy spring day.
That's right.
First day of spring today.
Yep. Spring will officially begin at 7:07 Central Time tonight. In the U.S., showers brought 60% coverage of a tenth to up to three-quarters of an inch to the eastern Midwest Monday. That includes WILL. We had 76 hundredths of an inch yesterday, with the greatest rainfall occurring from southeast Illinois through central Indiana and across Ohio. High temperatures were in the 40s and 50s in the north, with some 30s from the northeast South Dakota through northern Wisconsin and also near northeast Ohio. Highs were in the 60s from Illinois westward, with some low 70s near St. Louis. Frequent rain will impact the Midwest over the next week. The far northwest will be driest, while the wettest area will run from the Kansas and Missouri through southern Iowa, northern Illinois, and southern Wisconsin. The expected rainfall will provide ample soil moisture for early stages of upcoming growing season, but a period of dry weather will be needed to prevent planting delays. High temperatures will be mostly in the 40s today in the north, with some 30s in the Great Lakes region and some 50s in the west. Highs today in the south will be in the 50s, with some 40s in the east and some 60s in the west. Temperatures for the remainder of the first week of the two-week forecast will be mostly in the 50s north, with some 40s and occasional 60s. Highs in the south will be mostly in the 60s and 70s, with some 50s in the far east. Lows in the 20s and 30s. 20s to 40s north to 40s and 50s south, with some 30s in the east. In the U.S. Delta southeast, the northern 10% of the Delta received a 10 to just over an inch of rain through early this morning. Some additional rain fell since then in northernmost areas. Monday's high temperatures were mostly in the 70s in the Delta, with some 60s in the far north. Highs in the southeast were in the 60s and 70s, with 50s in easternmost North Carolina and southern Virginia. Lows this morning were mostly in the 50s in the Delta, with some 60s. Lows in the southeast were in the 40s and 50s, with a few upper 30s in western Florida Panhandle, southern Alabama, and west central Georgia. Light showers will occur today in the northernmost Delta and portions of the southeast Tuesday and Wednesday. The Delta received rainfall Sunday and Monday, mostly light intensity, while most locations in the southeast received light rain from Sunday through Tuesday. The next storm system to bring widespread rain to the Delta will be March 29th through the 30th in southeast states. A couple days after that, the Delta is favored for the greatest rainfall and coverage. High temperatures for the next 7 days in the Delta and southeast will be mostly in the 60s to the 80s, with some 50s Wednesday in portions of North Carolina and southern Virginia. Lows in the 40s and 50s. Temperatures are warm during the first part of the second week of the two-week outlook before the cooling conditions move in around the 1st of April. In Brazil, rain will continue periodically in much of the nation over the next couple of weeks. The precipitation will be intermixed with periods of sunshine, favoring crop maturation, harvest progress. We do not believe the heavy rain event suggested by the global forecast model from the U.S. will verify for early next week. However, we do anticipate some increase in precipitation. Temperatures remain mild in the south and warm in the north today. A return of more seasonal warm weather is expected later this week into the weekend. The next bout of cooling is most likely late next week into the early days of April. In Argentina, showers and thunderstorms are still expected Wednesday through Friday, with a few more Saturday in the north. A final disturbance is expected Sunday into Monday, mostly in the north and east, and the precipitation will interfere with field work, but no serious changes in grain and oilseed quality are anticipated. A new follow-up storm system is expected to evolve during mid to late week next week and could produce some locally heavy rainfall of a half to an inch and a half of rain. Confidence in this is a little bit low at this time. That's your growing areas weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Olthoff.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat open at 479 unchanged, last trade up a quarter. July 483 unchanged, last trade unchanged. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade 456 up one, last trade up 1.5. July 470 unchanged, last trade down a quarter. December 494 up 1.25, last trade down a half. May corn 398.5, up a half, last trade unchanged. July 410 unchanged, last trade down a quarter. December 405 down one, last trade down one. March 2008 414 down a quarter, last trade down a quarter. July 425 unchanged, last trade down 1.25. May beans 759.5 unchanged, last trade down a half. July 775 down a quarter, last trade down a quarter. Novies 802 down one, last trade down one. January 2008 808.75 down three quarters, last trade up three. May soybean meal 219.90 up 40, last trade unchanged. May soybean oil 31 even up one, last trade up three. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhard of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Bear spreading was everywhere yesterday. If you looked at Novies in the 08, they were up an amazing 22 cents.
Yep. Bear spreading also was present in the corn. New crop December 07 was up 3, and I think 08 was up 8.25. So, yeah, bear spreading was the word of the day.
So the question is, do they do more of the same today?
Well, the good to excellent ratings came out on wheat, and they also planting progress instead of progress in the south, quite a bit more than normal. What we're worried about is the planting progress here, and I think we've got an adequate supply here right now. It's tight, but it's adequate. So I think, yeah, that's what they continue to do. They're worried about the future, so they'll be buying it and selling the nearby.
So are you of the mindset, though, that 751, which was the carryover in February, truly represents an adequate supply of corn on hand?
No, I don't think it is. I think we need more than that for the pipeline, actually. So I think there will be a time when the old crop, July, will take off and be above the new crop. I don't know when that'll be, but I think that will happen at some time.
Calls this morning in corn and in the beans?
Oh, we're basically calling things unchanged to down one in both corn and beans. Overnight, they didn't do much at all, and we're talking that way this morning. I think, again, we're going to see some more of what we saw yesterday in the bear spreading, though. Nearby is down a little, far out's up a little.
Do you think this wheat market actually has a shot to go all the way down to 417, which would be almost 100% retracement from the September lows to the October highs of last year?
Well, I think it does. If you look at the progress, good to excellent rating, Jiminy, what was it? I think it was Colorado went from 44 to 85, good to excellent, and Texas was a lot better. Kansas, I mean, was a lot better from 60 up to 70%. And Kansas is the number one state. So I think it does have a chance to go lower, especially if we have the old crop corn also going down.
And very quickly calls at the Merck.
At the Merck, we're looking at mixed, unchanged, up 10 to down 10 on cattle, and on hogs, unchanged to up 10.
Thank you much, Pete.
Thanks, Dave.
Pete Manhard of Bates Commodities, he is in Normal, Illinois, joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.